When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from Pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 5th. Happy Friday. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting us. Joe Musgrove went 4.2 innings, 6 earned runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks yesterday against Rocky Road. Really unfortunate. He had this bad inning where 4 earned runs scored, where he was looking good, and it just kind of didn't work. And then he had a 2-1 curveball that returned a 3-run shot, and whatever. Just don't worry about Joe Musgrove is all I'm trying to say. Jeffrey Springs went against the Tigers, and yeah, he did well. It's just about the command. Is it quite the command that I really liked about Springs earlier this year with four seamers up, changeups down, and sliders down? Wasn't quite it, but he's fine against the Brewers. I just hope it's a little bit better command. Justin Verlander is insane, and that's insane. Sonny Gray, 5 walks, 5 Ks, and 5 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit. He's not doing it with the breakers. He's doing it with the fastballs, and that's why I think he's going to be stumbling a little bit. It's amazing he did this against the Jays, and congrats to getting through the Jays. He gets the Dodgers next. I think he got away with this one here. Cole Ragans went against the White Sox in his MLB debut. 5 innings of 0 runs, 3 hits, 4 walks, and 3 Ks. I watched this one. He has a really nice old-school Cole Hamels over-the-top delivery. Very smooth of, over-the-top, that is, glove over the head during the full windup. I really like it, and I think there is a Toby in here. He had good pitch separation on the sense of stayed away and arm side with his changeup and then cutters and fastballs glove side consistently, but he was a little too far off of the plate a bit, and it wasn't quite as precise as he needed to be. This could work against the Astros, and I think there is a Toby here over time. I'm just not quite ready to jump in right now, but I kind of dig the guy. Jose Quintana against the Cubs, 6 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Curveball was good. Fastball was good. Changeup was an atrocity. And I mean, really, like, the worst strike zone plot I've ever seen of any pitch. You have to see it. He threw one changeup down the middle that allowed a run. Everything else was just so far out of the zone. You got to look at it. Go to the SP Random and check it out. Clayton Kershaw left his start early with back issues, and I hope he's back soon. 4 innings, 1 run. We hold our breath there. Brandon Woodruff survived 6.1 innings, 2 runs, but 11 base runners, 3 Ks, 4 seamer and sinker combined for just 1 whiff on 64 between them against the Pirates. It's weird and bad. I mean, just got to cross our fingers. That was just a one-night bland. Alec Manoa went against the Twins, did well, 6 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits, 4 walks, 5 Ks. With the Twitch chat this morning, we looked at Manoa a lot. I just want to note that his hard contact allowed this year is 6th best in the majors among all starting pitchers, rooted in his slider banging about 13%. Hard contact allowed. Sinkers are doing a really good job staying inside. Under 20% hard contact on a sinker is very rare. Manoa does that because he jams right-handers so often with it. And then you have a 4-seamer to 15% swing strike rate. So overall, you see how it works with Manoa. But you're not getting the whiffs right now with the sliders. Just 6 total whiffs across the slide in the last 3 starts combined. 2 for 29 in this one. Hopefully that does return. Drew Hutchinson against the Rays. I don't care about Hutchinson. You shouldn't either. The whip was terrible. 11 in 6 innings. 2 earned runs. Sure. But, you know, don't, you just shouldn't do this. Chris Bubich against the Red Sox. Kind of intriguing. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. He's a little bit of a cherry bomb, you could say. Hovering 92 on the fastball. Changeups were sometimes really good and sometimes a little bit not so much. I'm not quite ready to trust Bubich, but at least there's a chance that it can work on a given night at this point. Kyle Freeland, I don't care that he survived against the Padres. Good job, but whatever. Sean Newcomb, no way. Johnny Cueto went 8 innings, but 11 hits, 0 walks, 3 earned runs. And really, this didn't help you. The ERA, 3 earned runs in 8 innings is fine. It's what, 3.3 ERA, I think, something like that. And the whip is bad, about a 1.4. Only 4 strikeouts, no win here. He gets the Royals next, and you keep starting Johnny Cueto, but it's very fringy. He's an absolute Toby. You have Marcus Stroman against the Cardinals, did really well for 6 innings, and then he lasted for the 7th and allowed all 3 runs. Like, what is this? 6.2 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. Careful, Icarus indeed. He's in a good place, so you keep starting him. Miles Michaels on the other side of that, 6.1 innings of 3 runs. 9 base runners, 6 Ks, a little bit worse than Stroman, but I mean, you keep going with both of those. And hey, the 95 mile per hour heater return as opposed to 93 and change that we've seen all year for Michaelis. So that's cool. Hopefully that does stick around. Carlos Carrasco went against Atlanta, 6 innings, 300 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. He had a golden goal, 17 whiffs and 33% CSW. By the way, Musgrove at 34% CSW, 4.2 innings. And we do award the King Cole the minimum of 5 innings, just so you know. Really nice to see this from Carrasco. Slider and changer were both there. Sure, 4.5 ERA isn't ideal, but this is cool. Nick Pivetta, we do not start Nick Pivetta, even against the Royals. 5 innings, 300 runs, 8 base runners. Like, we're done. Zach Thompson against the Brewers. I mean, there's a bit of hope that maybe this was going to work, but no. It just, nope, didn't, nope. Zach Thompson against the Brewers. I know we're still, that's a frozen banana. Jacob Junis against the Dodgers. We knew that wouldn't work, and it didn't. Paul Blackburn, disappointing. 5 innings, 400 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks against the Angels. Curve is not really doing its thing, and it used to be, and it's not really anymore, and I wonder why. I wonder why it's not. Honestly, and that's really unfortunate. Noah Syndergaard, this game against the Nationals ended before the end of the fifth, and because 5 innings were played, Syndergaard won this game in 4 innings and 5 innings, 400 runs, 11 hits, 0 walks, 2 Ks. Got the win. I mean, come on. That BABIP is so bad, and it's a major root of Syndergaard's problems long term. Very bad. Zach Plesac against the Astros, yeah, just didn't have it. He gets the Tigers next, is what I'm trying to say. That should be fine. Paulo Espino on the other side of that Syndergaard start. He's up to 71 pitches. Maybe would have gone longer if he was allowed to pitch that bottom of the fifth. I do wonder if he'll be a streamer at the end of August. And Kyle Wright, 6 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks against the Mets. Pretty much struggled through this, and it's really rooted in that curveball success. If it's not successful, it really isn't enough to carry him otherwise. You just keep starting him and hope that the curveball is better or good more often than it's not, and has been through the year. And Jensen Junk also against the Athletics, 2.1 innings, 600 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. Yeah, this is the floor of Jensen Junk, and I was really hoping we didn't see it as I had him as my reluctant stream pick of the day. So it goes. Don't go for Jensen Junk anymore. Looking forward to today's starters, and to check out the entire weekend, listen to yesterday's podcast as I review all 4 days of starting pitching. But Dylan Cease, Robbie Ray, Framber Valdez are in the auto start tier. Nestor Cortez, Taiwan Walker, Corey Kluber for today. Tony Gonsolin, Patrick Sandoval, Eric Lauer, Josiah Gray, Tyler O'Malley, Sean Manaea, Jose Barrios. All these are pretty obvious ones. And the only real difference from yesterday is Edward Cabrera is now taking over for Pablo Lopez. And he goes against the Cubs, and he's actually in the questionable start tier. I'd even consider him as my stream pick of the day, but I think his ceiling is too far capped being the first start back from the IL, even though he went 5 innings, 15 base runners in his previous rehab start. He's gone 14 strikeouts in 8.1 innings in rehab starts, last 2 games he threw. So this is an intriguing one against the lowly Cubs. I would consider that. But Dean Kramer is the current stream pick of the day because he's against Pittsburgh. Kyle Gibson against the Nationals, also someone to consider. And Justin Steele against Miami. And so on and so forth. I mean, really, I went over all this yesterday. Nothing else has changed. As far as tomorrow goes, nothing really has changed. Keep in mind, David Peterson will be the stream pick tomorrow against Atlanta. That slider is really good often. And I wonder if he can continue doing that. He's been really good when the times he's pitched. I don't love it, but I like it more than Jordan Montgomery and Mike Clevinger. And Jordan Montgomery going against the Yankees is just no fun whatsoever. And Clevinger, I just don't like his slider and cutter where they are right now, and I'm terrified by that start against the Dodgers because he just won't be successful only with fastballs. But for all those ranks, check out the article on the site and listen to yesterday's podcast for this stuff on Sunday. But today's Friday, and what I do on Friday is I look at 2-star pitchers for the next week. So, for the Orioles, Jordan Lyles and Kyle Bradish are going twice. They're going against the Jays and the Rays. I don't want to do either because of that Jays start. The Rays I'm okay with, but really they're going to be doing out starts anyway for those games. Rich Hill is not going to get 2 starts. It's very weird what the Red Sox are doing. It looks like a 6-man rotation. Maybe it's not. I don't know. It's really bad for the Red Sox. In the Yankees, Jameson Taillon is going to Seattle and then Boston. That's questionable. I don't love it, given how explosive or volatile Jameson Taillon has been lately, but I guess that is in the questionable tier. Yusei Kikuchi is going to against the Orioles and the Guardians. I didn't like what we saw in the last start from Kikuchi. Bottom of questionable, I guess. His command was way worse in the last start than it was in the previous one before it. For the White Sox, you have Lance Lynn going to for, against the Royals and the Tigers. That is a probable start to me, if not auto. You have Shane Bieber going twice, Tigers and Jays, because of the Tiger. You gotta do auto and hope that the Jays start isn't so bad. Tyler Alexander, no thank you for two. Tyler Alexander, if I can say words. Looks like Brady Singer for two, White Sox and Dodgers. Honestly, I just avoid it. We can say it was the weather a little bit last time, but he's essentially a cherry bomb. And I think the Dodgers start is just not going to be good. The command is just so, it fluctuates too often if he has it or not. And we saw what he did against the Yankees, but honestly, it's just, I think it's too much risk to put in your way. And the Twins do not have two starts as they have two off days. You have the Astros or Keedy. Actually, you don't, because you have the sixth man entering with Lance McCullers possibly coming back on Friday next week. I'm really excited about that. But looks like it's a sixth man. If not, it is Jose Urquidy going Tuesday and Sunday, and that would be a probable start. Jose Suarez is not getting it because it's a sixth man in LA with an off day on Thursday. James Kaprielian is going against the Angels and the Astros. As a questionable start, the Angels start. That's fine for Jimmy Hatt. But the Astros won? No way. So I guess as a do not start. Logan Gilbert gets the Yankees and no one else. It's just no two-star pitchers for the Mariners because it's an off day on Thursday. My apologies. You have Martin Perez going against the Astros and the Mariners. And honestly, you just do it. You don't try and stop Martin Perez. You just let him do his thing. So I guess that's a probable. You don't have anyone for Atlanta despite the doubleheader on Saturday. Charlie Morton. And Spencer, well, technically it's a six-man rotation. You have Jake Odorizzi coming in for these two doubleheaders, one on this Saturday and one on the next Saturday. But you can also, if you want, do normal schedule for if you're the Braves, because you have Monday and Thursday off. So it could be Morton goes on Tuesday and Sunday. Strider does the second game of the doubleheader with Max Fried on that Saturday. We'll see if they want to do that. I would be starting Charlie Morton if that is the case. Miami is going to get Braxton Garrett for two against the Phillies and the Braves. I'd say that's top of questionable. I'm curious how the slider is going to look against decent opponents, essentially. Chris Bassett goes against the Reds and the Phillies. That's an auto start for me. Zach Wheeler goes two against the Marlins and the Mets. That's an auto start. Anibal Sanchez, absolutely not. Keegan Thompson against the Nationals and at Cincinnati. Ugh, top of do not. I really don't like Keegan Thompson, y'all. I think he's has moments, but he's a cherry bomb at best. And the lows outweigh the highs. Graham Ashcraft against the Mets and the Cubs, I think it's do not start. It's just too risky. Even against the Cubs, you don't know if he's going to do well there. The Brewers have 2 days off, so no, nothing there. Maybe Ronzi Contreras is finally getting the call on Monday, finally. He's actually someone I would be recommending picking up if you're hearing this and he's available in your league, as he gets the Diamondbacks and the Giants. You have Miles Michaelis against Coors and the Brewers. Oh, that's rough. Questionable, because you want the Brewers one, but you don't want Coors. Zach Gallen gets the Pirates and then Coors, so same idea, and questionable. Tommy Henry gets the same. If you don't know who Tommy Henry is, that is quite all right. Chad Kuhl goes inside of Coors against the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks, as you just may have figured out. You don't want that. Julio Urias is not going to because they have 2 off days for the Dodgers. Blake Snell is going against the Giants and the Nationals. I'm absolutely doing that one. That's probable, if not auto. And Alex Wood gets the Padres, blech, and then the Pirates. I really like the Pirates start. I absolutely hate the Padres start. So do whatever you must there. I'm going to say do not start, honestly, for it. But maybe bottom of questionable. But yeah. Anyway, that is it for two-star pitchers. That is it for this podcast. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully you have another successful head-to-head matchup. But I'll be back on Monday. So my name is Nick Pollock. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.